Right, it's just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. And joining me in the studio today, we've got two very handsome boys. Hello, boys.
Hello, girls.
I know I look like there's more than one of me, but thanks very much. Now, joining me in the studio, I'm joined by Anon, who is a Christian artist from Essex, and also Mr. Lees. And you are brothers.
We are brothers. Sisters, brothers.
Brothers.
Sorry.
There we go. Very nice to see you. Now, I've met you before last year, Mr. Lees, because you came in and did an amazing session at Phoenix FM. And if you do want to check it out, go to all the www.phoenixfm.com and you can check out the live performance, which was fabulous.
Thank you so much. But this one is about this guy.
I know. And this is about your brother, who's even more handsome than you are.
I don't know about that.
Sorry about that. So how long have you actually been doing your music for?
I mean, music for me started off a long time ago. I was sort of 14, 15 growing up, you know, with grime and hip-hop and sort of got into the secular music there. And then a big change happened in my life and I came away from music because I associated that with how I used to live.
Yeah.
And then I had sort of 3 or 4 years of a break, not doing anything. And just the last year from, you know, the end of December 2015, it came back to me, and you know the uptake since then has been amazing.
And how old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Do you know I said you were 19? Because you look so young. Doesn't look young, doesn't he?
He's about 6'12".
Yeah, he's about 6. You're about 6'12", which is it's lovely to. I'm sitting down, although I'm only 5'1", so probably about 4'2" at the moment. So, what sort of music did you grow up listening to?
So, I grew up with, you know, UK garage, UK grime, the sort of real nitty gritty of the music scene in the UK. Mm. And at that time in my life, that's what, you know, that's what I related to. And so, I really felt that music, and that's the music I made and I listened to.
Yeah.
But now it's just so much different. You know, I look at that stage of my life as a completely different person. And so now it's less about the music, less about glorifying myself, and more about bringing a positive message and really showing what people are missing in this world.
Ray, did you get some sort of calling that you thought, I've got to do, I'm getting a message, I've got to get the message out?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really, that I don't understand is quiet Christians or any faith, really. People that know of that way, but keep it to themselves and don't share it. I think if you've seen the light, if you've got that positivity in your life, then it's almost your duty to share that with people.
Mm.
And, you know, I'd love to stand in front of church congregations and preach to people about the Lord's work, but, you know, if I want to do that, then I've got to go to college and get X number of degrees these days, which,
yeah,
you know, I think a raw voice is what people need, and it needs to be delivered in a relevant way.
Yeah, because I suppose people think that if you think the church, you think, it's older people that go.
It's
not necessarily, and that isn't the case, because there's a big movement with younger people that are interested in the church, and also you've got to be able to speak to people in the language that they understand.
Exactly, and it's about finding that relevant outreach, because, you know, if you're standing there just reading the Bible to people these days, they're not going to turn around, they're going to carry on walking on their journey, but you know, if you can reach out to people and really connect with them on something they understand, like music's so powerful, and so just delivering that in that relevant way is really, I think, what's going to make the difference.
Now, this track, are you going to be playing I'll Be Good? Is that your
yes.
place? Yeah, you're going to play that next. Now,
yes.
This track, if you were, to me, so you're playing it, it doesn't smack of a religious song. So have you had people come along to see you and have got no idea that you're actually quoting scripture?
Yeah, it takes, a lot of people will need to listen a second time and
then
they really click that, actually, I didn't understand it was that meaningful. You know, it's one of them things, reaching that balance between secular music that people are listening to and the message that you're trying to get out. And so if I can get someone to listen to a song and they'll listen to it and think that was a really good song, go back and listen and then get the message.
Yeah.
And then if they're already liking a song, they're going to take that in a bit more. So, yeah, I'll try and make something that you'll listen to.
I'll be good, I'll be good. Love the world like I should. I'll be good, I'll be good for all of the times that I never could.
The devil, he will try and get me. This life is hard when you haven't got a flipping penny. Christmas morning with your daughters, they're expecting teddies. I'm sorry, darling, but daddy couldn't get you any. I swear I'm trying to be a better person. I know I'll make it through the storms, but first it's set to worsen. If I fail to provide, no lie, it gets me hurting. Makes me less of a man, and that's my blessed purpose. So I can't help but feel a bit depraved. Please help me, Lord, I know you're there, I'm calling on your name. Acts 2:21, it means of course I'm saved. But even so, I'm feeling low, can't throw these thoughts away. My mind tells me that I'm meant for more, to walk in the light of the Lord. No metaphor. I've got to get a grip, so sipping from the message, or I've got to prove that I
be a better man today. I'll be good, I'll be good. Love the world like I should. I'll be good, I'll be good. For all of the times I never could, that I never could, that I never could.
Lord guiding me through these times and show that there's hope for me and hope for every guy on road. Life in the scripture so much different to the life I know. I pray you keep me in your sights like a sniper scope. And your love, God, let me share it out. I pray that I am not the only one I care about. I pray my strength in you will never see me wearing out. I pray that in my prayers that your ears will never hear me doubt. And I will make up for the time I lost, make my life with every penny of the price it cost. If my writing's not for you, then I will write it off. I see you open windows for me, no Microsoft. Through this vessel, may you show your light. Help me spread out what I know that they should know in Christ. And I will rise up from the wreckage of this hopeless guy. Just know that
I'll be a better man today. I'll be good, I'll be good. Yeah, yeah. Love the world like I should. I'll be good, I'll be good. For all of those times that I never could. I'll be good, I'll be good. Love the world like I should. I'll be good for all of those times that I never
could. Why did you come up with the name Anon?
I spent ages, because my name before when I was doing the secular music was Sykes, which isn't really the sort of look I'm going for.
Yeah.
And I spent ages thinking, do I go with my government name, do I just go by that, or do I think of something more imaginative? And I was sitting in church and all these hymns were coming up, you know, these really powerful songs, and half of them at the bottom said anonymous or anon, like there was no name.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter who wrote that song. What matters is the message behind it and the impact it has. And so at that point I thought, that's right, the names aren't important, so I stuck Anon down, and it's been there since. I was going to church for a while, like even before I changed my way of life. It took a while for me to realise that the person I was being in church when I was speaking to those people was so much different to the person I was being outside of those walls, that it's as if I thought I was walking outside of that, and I was walking outside of, you know, of the vision of God, and that, you know, I could be whoever I want to be as long as I'm not doing it in church. And so I thought, you know, my actions aren't matching the way I'm speaking in there. So I really started to try and change. And it wasn't until I had a patch of ill health, and it took me right away from all of those crowds. You know, I was segregated from them for about 6 months, and I came out of it not needing any of it. And I came out of it a much stronger person. And it's from then that I thought, I don't need to turn back and go and see the people and the things that I used to. I can just carry on moving forward.
How important is it for you to be working with your brother?
I mean, it's great. I mean, me and Joel had a good little time. We used to make music together. We did a good few tours, you know. And that's something that I missed. And being able to meet up with him, and, you know, there's still that connection, that chemistry that we had back then. And, you know, we can bounce off each other. If it weren't for him, I'd probably be sitting in a corner reading to myself. But, yeah, it's really, really nice to have a family that's sort of supportive, and a family that's driven by music as well. There's so many musicians in our family, and so, you know, we can bounce off each other's creativity, and we know there's always that connection, whatever happens.
Have you got more brothers and sisters as well, all musical?
Got
I like the way you just looked at each other and went, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Shout out to them as well. Jazzy, Toby, Key and Lily, we love you.
Oh, and they're all musicians?
Yeah, everyone's got their talents in our family. You know, we've got Jasmine's just recorded, she's 17 now, she's just recorded a song with Joel. First time she's been in a studio, it's exciting, but yeah, no, they're all so talented.
We'll get them all in one Sunday. They're only 7 and 10, but
what's the most important thing to you about being a Christian?
The most important thing to me is sharing it, and knowing that whether people accept the same ideologies, the message is always going to be the same. The message is about that search for truth and meaning in life. If you're walking around saying point blank, there is nothing there, our only point is to go along, make money and wait till we're 6 foot under, then you're not going to get anywhere yet. If you see that positivity in life, then your job is to share that and save other people. Really, it's really the most important thing to me is the outreach that I'll get.
And you've got another track coming up now, and tell us all about this track.
So this track was originally called Hear My Prayers. It was one I wrote just before I had a break from music, just when I was finding my way. And just recently after I came back, I found a new instrumental for it, a new meaning behind it. So I've re-released it as Only Human, and it's another hip-hop cover of a classic song.
They say this life's a book and everything inside you put will never be erased, or live your life as the Messiah would. But it's hard when you're living on the edge, just like you're posted on your grind, you only hope for getting bread. I know I wasted time, but no, I haven't finished yet. I swear I'll be a righteous man, uphold it till my death. And I find myself lost in the scripture, asking you to guide me, try to find me, help me fix up. I know I've sinned, but my faith will never give up, so I'ma steer away from the roads clear the sticks up. Cause the path that I'm on will make me self-destruct. So I'm asking you, Lord, to send me help and love. Any scar by your sword will be felt above. So I'm begging on my knees that you help me up. So Father, please forgive me, I know you gave me breath. I know you meant for me a different life, but it was getting tired, so I chose to hit the grind. At times I know I hid from thy repentance, how I lived my life. Cause I was weak then, but now I feel I've been fed. I feel renewed, I feel refreshed, I feel a deep sense of safety deep inside of me. An angel side by side with me to always guide the light to me. I need it with the life I lead. Cause the waves that I chose, they were rough and dark. I feared the waves as they rose, but now I've got an ark. If I stray without hope, I know I've got a path. I just pray I can show that I've got a heart. Cause in my past I was broken and worthless, and now the scars have been shown on the surface. I feel to ask if I roll with a purpose. I'm telling Jah I'll be known as a servant. Father, I know I'm not your favourite guy, but I'm begging, pleading you to take the evil, save my life. Every day I break inside and feel to take an eye. I know I don't deserve to roam this earth in the grace of thy, but you must see the darkness, how it hunts me. I'm begging for the courage to discourage any rough sea. Cause when the waves hit, I get in a rage quick, and that's the devil deep inside. I'm feeling that it must be. And the freedom that you granted me was sharply took away. The darkest blade appeared to scar my cheek. I know my past is bleak at times, I know my heart is weak, but I promise I'ma follow you until it scars my feet. Then still I'll take steps to lead, man, believe that. I'ma speak, I'ma teach, I'ma preach back. Never sleep, never eat till I reach that. Hear my prayers and prepare me to be back.
Do you ever make mistakes when you're rapping?
When I'm doing a live performance, I can normally pick it up quite well. You can just ask anyone that recorded me in the studio. I'll take seven takes to get it right. Not only because there'll be little stumbles here and there, but I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I like it to come out how it should be in my head, so they get quite annoyed with me.
It's all right when you're singing along with somebody else. I suppose we've all sort of heard a tune that we join in on the rap, but if you try and do it on your own, it's really difficult because it's timing, it's the whole thing. I think it's more. I actually think it's more difficult to rap than it is to sing.
Absolutely, but I think as well, the thing that Sam especially makes it look so easy is fitting your content and that amount of words into a sentence, but at the same time your listener being able to understand it. And that's the main thing, and I'm sure everyone will appreciate that. A lot of the people that are tuned in now probably don't listen to a lot of rap, but they can understand every word that he's saying. That's the hardest thing, to be articulate with it and to really push your words out in a clear way, and he does that very easily, this guy. So
I listen to a lot of American, sort of all of the standards. You'll hear everyone talk about that, Tupac, Eminem, big, you know, really well-known commercial underground rappers, as it were. Then more and more talent started coming from the UK and bringing it out in a different way, and it weren't until people like K Coke and Benny Banks and people like that that sort of in the last 5-10 years have really brought out a different stance on the music. That's when I sort of started listening to more home-based stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because going back to when kind of rap started, it was black rap artists, and then you had sort of Eminem. I always get his name wrong. Eminem come out, and it was like, oh, this guy's white, and he's and he's rapping, and it's just seemed really peculiar. But that's not the case, because it's kind of moved on over the last sort of 15 years.
That's it. I mean, there's a lot of stigma around rap music, not only race and the type of people that she's doing it, but the behaviour surrounding it as well. That's why, as you know, as a gospel artist, as a Christian artist, keeping myself segregated as much as possible from the generic music scene, and really just trying to show, you know, what music's really about, you know, and getting a message across rather than the big bravado trying to show who's the
biggest. Are we talking about Kanye? Have you got a message for Kanye West if he should be tuned in? He is coming out with some very strange comments, isn't he? And a good artist.
He's trying to be sane now, by the looks of things. Mm. Good on him if he's trying, but we were talking in the car on the way up here about how he decided to take to his Twitter and try and tell every rapper why they're not good and why he is. You know, that's again the thing that is very different about Anon is the fact that there's none of that pretentiousness. There's none of that. Yeah. He doesn't want to dive into the light. Even myself, when I come on the show last night, I want to get out. I want to get my message, but I want to get my music out there. And it's something as an artist I've been doing. Whereas the message is all that matters with Anon, and that's the difference. If you're looking for someone that's real and someone that you can relate to, because there's truth in what he's saying, you know, it's not the a lot of early Kanye stuff was kind of was fairly real. Maybe he did drop out of college, like that's about all we got out of it. Mm. Everything that comes out of Anon's mouth is the truth and is what he believes in, and I really think people need to be starting to notice what he's doing.
You've definitely got a presence.
Thank you.
You definitely have. It is mesmerising. Yeah, six foot. Yeah, I think that might help actually as well. Just to put, but you've got yes. If your brother's being mean, give him a clip round the ear. Don't even talk to you like that. Wait till the camera's off. So what's the future plans? You've obviously got have you got your website set up? Are you doing gigs, or are you in church? What kind of things are you doing where people can get to see you?
So at the moment I do bits here and there, you know, at church halls, that sort of thing. In April, on April the 23rd, there's an event in London called Rap for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and catch me there. Tickets are available from the 1st of March, so that'd be really cool. And other than that, just trying to get back in the studio, record some stuff, and take it from there, really.
Because you get massive crowds at these Christian events as well, don't you? I mean, when they do the music events, they are absolutely full up with people.
Yeah, that's it. There is such a following there, and as much as it'll be really good for me to go there, it's really easy for me to connect with Christians, because we can talk about the Lord in a way that we both understand, we've both been learned. But what I'm trying to do as well is outreach to everyone, not just that Christian audience, but try and get on, like coming on a secular radio station and talking about it, because it's not, I don't make music just to blast scripture at you. We all go through struggles, and it's not turning to God will instantly make your life brilliant. It does, but it takes a while to see that. And about telling everyone that, you know what, we all struggle. This is how we get through it. And if someone can relate to that message and just start thinking about what I'm saying behind it, then that's great. It's just that first thought is what we need to start
Absolutely.
A movement.
And also, I think it's for people that aren't firm believers, you know, there's a big crowd, and as I said at these events, there's a massive Christian crowd. Mm. People that aren't necessarily believers, there's a lot of people that have no religious beliefs in that sense. Just tune in and log on to someone that in all aspects of his life just looks to do good. I have the same view, but you would not believe with this guy that when he's telling you the message of I'll be good, this is very true, you know. Mm. And he does good. He's a very kind soul. He looks to be morally correct in his life as well as his Christian's views.
Yep.
It's not just because he's a Christian that he tries to do good, which is the stereotype which everyone thinks, oh, if you're religious in that way, you must stick to some sort of rules or do. Without that, he's a very, very, very good guy as well. So I think when people start realising how real it is, that's when it's really going to go off for him, I think.
Oh, that's lovely. That's probably your brother Anon. That's lovely, isn't it? Now, you're going to finish on a tune?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Let your brother get up and run away to run to the computer straight away. Doesn't trust me.
So, yeah, we're going to play out with the original studio recording of the song I'll Be Good that we recorded late last year. Yeah, feel free to connect with me on Twitter @_justanonuk. It'll be on the Phoenix FM website as well, so keep an eye on that. And yeah, feel free to drop me a message for more.
I just have to say to you guys, thank you so much for coming. You are so professional. You come in, you set up, you help me set up the boards. There's loads of musicians in this studio, and I can always tell the good ones because they don't faff about with the microphones. They sit down and they sing and they play and they do it spot on without a problem. And that's you guys. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
But people try and get me. This life is hard when you haven't got a flipping penny. Christmas morning with your daughters, they're expecting teddies. I'm sorry, darling, but daddy couldn't get you any. I swear I'm trying to be a better person. I know I'll make it through the storms, but first I set to worse. If I fail to provide, no lie, it gets me hurting. Makes me less of a man, and that's my blessed purpose. So I can't help.